KMAN.
Good Monday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you as we start the work week and celebrate this Kansas State Day, which is an important one. I am here with Jerry J. Cranford, the faculty member who is directing Not Without Laughter at K-State, and Jennifer Belinga, the program head of K-State Theater. Welcome. There we go. Got you on this time. Welcome.
Good morning.
All right. Not Without Laughter. We've heard a little bit about it in our morning newscast, kind of a little bit of a synopsis, if you will, about this Langston Hughes play that is set in a small Kansas town at the turn of the last century. And Jay, our director, just tell us a little bit more about it.
I can tell you a little bit more. Langston Hughes was originally born in Joplin, Missouri, and then his father started traveling and left the family to find work. He was moved to Lawrence, Kansas to live with his grandmother, was raised by his grandmother. And so the story is semi-autobiographical about his experience being raised in Lawrence. Kathy Volks, our scenic designer, did some research, found Aaron Douglas, who was a famous muralist, painter, also friends with Langston Hughes. They both were part of the Harlem Renaissance, and we've taken some of his artwork as inspiration for our scenic design. So it's been an interesting process sort of studying and researching and finding out more about sort of the arts and the poetry of Langston Hughes throughout this.
And Jennifer, this is a partnership production, from what I understand.
Yeah. We have student organization Ebony Theater that's been around since the 70s. And we typically do a second stage production with Ebony or Ebony Theater. We host it for them. And students of color put on plays that are written by playwrights, African-American playwrights. And this year we decided it was a really important year for us to partner and put this play on our main stage. And so it's a partnership with Ebony Theater and K-State Theater. So it's in the new Purple Mask Theater, which if you haven't been, it's really beautiful. But it's part of our regular main stage season. And we have a second stage season that's all student produced and performed. Well, it's always student performed, but student productions in our second stage and faculty directed productions in our main stage. So this is a partnership with them, and it's been just really good to have them on board and to be able to tell this story.
I remember the old Purple Mask Theater. I took some theater classes and acting classes at K-State from time to time. Did a couple, nothing too big. I think I did the 24-hour play festival.
Sure.
And wrote a play that we did there. And I was on that stage a few times. I've not been in a new one yet, and I know I really need to
because
I'm sure I'll probably be – I've seen renderings. Like, I know I've heard about it, but I'm sure if I see it in person, I'll probably be pretty blown away.
You will, and we just this fall, we didn't finish out the lobby when it was completed a couple of years ago, but Sandy Chasten is a donor who came forward and finished out our lobby. So we have this beautiful lobby space called the Sandy Chasten Purple Mask Lobby, and we have started with Ebony Theater just in December was the first one. We've started Ebony Theater hosts First Fridays. It's a really exciting event where we just put it on almost like a club environment with flameless candles and low lights in the lobby where we have students of color coming to tell their stories and read poetry and sing and just take the arts to bring people together to kind of unify. It was also after the KS Unite event, we decided we wanted to do something within our own sphere. And so in December, when we did this First Friday, the first First Friday, we thought we'd get about 30 students, and we had 115.
Oh, wow.
So this Friday, February 2nd, is our second First Friday, simply because we weren't here in January. And so we're expecting a big crowd, and that will happen from 6 to 7 before the performance of Not Without Laughter, which starts at 7:30. So that lobby has been really instrumental in not only giving us a lobby space when people come to the theater, but also giving us a place to continue doing the work that we do and sharing with the university and larger community.
Brady Bowen with you here on In Focus, here with Jerry J. Cranford, a faculty member who is directing Not Without Laughter, K-State and Ebony Theater production, also who you just heard speaking, Jennifer Belinga, the program head of K-State Theater. And Jennifer, I guess if you can talk to us a little, there's so many great plays that that can be chosen. Why Not Without Laughter?
We had decided that we were doing, for one, as I said, we really wanted to partner with Ebony Theater, and this was something that made sense for them and to do with them. But we chose as our themes this year identity, community, and responsibility, somewhat in reaction to how divided we are as a country right now. And this play, Identity, has a lot of identity for the young boy who's at the center of the play. Community, what you do within your community and taking responsibility for what you do. We think those are important themes to explore, not only for everyone, but especially for college students.
And Jay, if you want to expand on some of those themes, and maybe I know in theater a lot of times there's always just a lot of discovery that you're finding along the way, whether it's in the writing process, technical process, when you're directing the actors. I'm sure there are some discoveries made.
Well, it's been interesting and challenging because the show itself is set in a much more racially charged time, and so it's been hard for the students to work as friends and saying horrible, hateful things to each other. But I think what helps is knowing that Ebony chose this piece, they brought it to us, and wanted to sort of explore sort of their experience. And the playwright, Syl Jones, who had adapted this story of Langston Hughes, talked about how so many things that happen within this script still happen today. That as a child, at some point, you have to become a man and understand that you're different and the world will treat you differently and look at you differently. And that's a big part of this script.
And I'm sure one thing that's very interesting about this play, especially the time that it's set in, as we all know, Kansas, since its inception, on its birthday today, since its inception, Kansas was entered into the Union as a free state. However, that doesn't mean that it was always easy from the get-go and that you didn't have segregation from the get-go and you didn't have those issues really from the beginning. I'm sure this play kind of explores or maybe exposes maybe some of those ironies in some way.
Yes, it does. And it sort of talks about his journey through his family and wanting to get out and wanting to get somewhere else. He wanted to be in a bigger city and wanted to write. And there's a sort of a constant theme of him wanting to make magic with words. And that led him, or led the character in the play, to Chicago. Langston Hughes had his first novel, which was Not Without Laughter, published when he was 28, thanks to patrons he met when he landed in New York. So he was always interested in getting to a bigger city and exploring his voice. And he was often disparaged or discouraged from writing because he wrote about sort of the simpler, poor life of the black family in rural parts of our country. And a lot of people thought he should write about his circle of people. And he often said, that is my circle of people. That's where I came from. And he wanted to expose and write about that journey of his.
And how close is this play to his actual life?
Many things are very similar. The family, his mother and father are sort of idealized because his father sort of ran away and left he and his mother. But in this one, the father is gone to try and make a better life for the family, and they actually reunite in the end. So he sort of, he made his father much nicer.
And Jennifer, you mentioned the turnout when it came to students' interest in becoming part of this production. You said 150, you're expecting around 30?
Well,
like that?
Our Ebony Theater hosts First Fridays, which is a different kind of event, but it happens to coincide with our Friday performance. I imagine a lot of those students who will show up on Friday will also stay for the performance, but I did want to mention that the play was designed to be a play for young audiences, which in reading it, I don't know, over a year ago now, I thought, this is really hard information for young audiences to understand, even though it's the truth of our country and what we've been through with civil rights. And but that being said, it is designed, because it's a coming of age story for students, at least later elementary school and high school students to come and see. So on our final dress rehearsal Wednesday afternoon, we've invited a bunch of area schools. We have maybe about 75 students from area schools coming out to see our final dress rehearsal so that we can share that with them, and that's free of charge. That's just some outreach that we're doing.
Very good. Let's go ahead and take our first break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more about Not Without Laughter here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.